Chapter 21. Corin Horn headed the best chance straight for the Ral Roost, and was happy to see X-wings pouring from the Bothan ship. A smile lit his face. He keyed the ship's comm system.
There it is. We are all but home.
He heard a little gasp from Jason, and felt a burst of shock roll off the younger man.
Look at this. Corin, we've got problems.
Thanks for the preview, Jason. Now count it off for me.
He put enough of an edge in his voice to get Jason to concentrate.
How much, what, and where?
Sorry, Corin. Jason exhaled curtly. I have one big contact, seven smaller ones, and then skips all over the place. At least 64, but more coming all the time. Small contacts are corvette size. The big one is a Eugen von Cruiser. They are vectoring in at our aft. Their closure rate means they'll get us before we get to the Ral Roost.
Thanks, I think.
Corin flicked the comm unit over to the tactical frequency for the Bothan assault cruiser.
This is best chance calling Ral Roost. We can break off and go dirtside. You get clear.
Negative, best chance. Keep coming.
Corin recognized Admiral Creefay's voice.
With all due respect, sir, there's an asteroid belt's worth of Vong here. We are not worth risking the roost for.
Your humility notwithstanding, Colonel Horn, I'm the one who makes the decisions here. You come to us as fast as you can.
The Bothan Admiral paused for a second.
This possibility was not wholly unanticipated.
Ensconced in his cabin aboard the Burning Pride, with the cognition hood linking him to the ship's sensory apparatus, Dean Leon let the first shock of finding New Republic forces at Garki roll off him. He had proposed to Shaddao Shai an expedition to Garki, ostensibly to check up on how Krog Vol was doing with the slave conversion experiment. He intended, based on reports from his own agents in the Garki garrison, to show that resistance had not been wiped out there, shaming Krog Vol and bringing his master's judgment into question. Shaddao Shai had granted the request for the trip, but demanded that Dane take a large task force with him. Dane's inquiries as to why he should do it had been met with a withering stare. He'd acquiesced to the request because he knew it was a gross waste of resources, which would not look good for Shaddao Shai. And yet, somehow, he knew. Dane Leon shivered, then focused. The ship's sensors brought to him a holographic feel for the system and ships. His training allowed him to pick out the prize, the one ship running from Garki and his forces, the one ship to which the infidels were sending their fighters. As fast as he could think it, the order went out, his forces oriented on the small ship racing away from Garki.
Get it. Kill it. Then kill all the rest of them.
On the bridge of the Ral Roost, Admiral Creefay turned away from the viewport as the blast shields began to close. He strode over to the communications station with deliberate haste, but not a whiff of anxiety. He smiled at the Bothan sitting there.
Lieutenant, please invite Hammer Group to take up the positions outlined in Delta Case.
As ordered, Admiral.
As she punched up the appropriate tactical frequencies and began to relay orders, Creefay turned to Wedge.
Nasty little game to be played here.
Our reinforcements should be useful, but they're not going to be enough.
We're not trying to win the battle, Wedge, just trying to win some time.
Creefay pointed toward his station on the bridge.
Sensors, give me a holographic feed of the system, and start relaying all our tactical data out to Coruscant through the drone we left at the edge of the system.
Setting it up now, Admiral.
Good. Very good.
He let a predatory grin slowly spread over his face. A low growl rumbled from his throat, summoning up a very fundamental piece of his Bothan psyche. It was something he set aside when dealing with humans, for they so often saw the malevolent side of it in Bothan politics.
We are predators by nature. And now I need that nature. Remain here with me, Wedge Antilles.
Clefay's words rolled out in low tones, borne deep in his chest.
We might not be able to kill the Yuuzhan Vong here, but we can hurt them. And that might just be enough.
Jaina kicked her X-Wing up into a portside barrel roll, then came around for a long glide to starboard. She stayed hot on Annie's port wing, the two of them angling in for a series of deflection shots on a skip squadron.
Ready when you are, 12.
Annie double-clicked her comm, acknowledging Jaina's comment. The pair of them adjusted their course, drifting a little more starboard, then closed on a knot of six ships jetting in at the best chance. In a flash of blue fire, a proton torpedo launched from Annie's X-Wing. A heartbeat later, a second missile raced from the starfighter. Jaina's eyes narrowed. If this works... The first proton torpedo approached the group of skips, and the Yuuzhan Vong fighters responded by putting up voids to catch the missile before it could hit the fighters. Using a tactic that had proved effective in the fighting on Dantooine, the New Republic had programmed the proton torpedo to detonate prematurely when it detected a gravitic anomaly, which this missile did. The skips then found themselves on a course heading straight for a titanic cloud of energy. This shattered the formation. The Yuuzhan Vong pilots broke like birds in flight, twisting their ships about at acute angles. Some flew below, and others turned toward the attack. One pair broke away and up, and therein proved the efficacy of the new tactic. The one flaw in the Coral Skipper design was that the Dovin basals that manipulated gravity waves to provide propulsion also were the things that generated the voids. The New Republic analysts had noted that when voids were generated, the ability of skips to maneuver was diminished. It took Rogue Squadron's pilots to realize that the reverse might also be true. The second proton torpedo caught up with two of the fleeing skips and exploded. One skip vanished amid the brilliant detonation. The other caught a part of the blast on its port side, melting the Yorick coral and exposing the cockpit to vacuum. The stony ship stopped flying with any direction or purpose and just tumbled toward Garki like so much other interstellar debris. Jaina dropped her aiming reticle on the closest Yuuzhan Vong fighter and hit the splinter shot trigger. Her quadded lasers spat out hundreds of underpowered laser darts at her target. A small void absorbed some of them, but quickly collapsed, allowing other shots to pepper the fighter's rocky exterior. The second she saw splinters getting through, she hit the main trigger, loosing a full quad burst on the fighter. The sizzling crimson bolts converged on the ship, filling the nose with enough energy to make it glow white-hot. Molten stone peeled back, sloughing off like dead flesh. The skip began a slow roll, then shook and jerked, thrashing as the Dovin basals died. Annie clipped off a quick shot that damaged the other skip, but didn't kill it, and then she and Jaina were through to the other side of the Yuuzhan Vong formation. Watching the sensors intently, Jaina brought her X-Wing around for another run. Above her, the battle had deteriorated, with skips and X-Wings spinning and looping, streaking and rolling in a chaotic tangle. The proton torpedo tactic that proved so useful in the first pass would now have as much chance of taking out an ally as an enemy.
"We're back to conventional tactics."
Beyond the fighters, the capital ships had begun to slug it out. The Ral Roost's two companion ships, a pair of Victory-class Star Destroyers, appeared above and beyond the Yuuzhan Vong cruiser. They launched barrages of concussion missiles and laced the enemy formation with turbo-laser fire. The corvette-sized Yuuzhan Vong ships intercepted many of the missiles and shots before they could reach the cruiser, providing an outer sphere of defense. Their shots back at the New Republic forces were picked up by shields, but those shields could not hold forever. Jaina felt a shiver run down her spine.
Were this a sim, it would be obvious that we're overmatched. It would be time to cut and run.
She sighed.
It's not a sim. We can't run. We can't win.
so we just have to hope we hurt them enough that they don't really win either.
Deep in the bowels of his ship, Dane Leon smiled. The advent of the New Republic reinforcements had surprised him, but a quick study of the situation showed that their intervention would only extend the time it took to kill them. While his coral skippers had taken more damage than he expected they would, and the new ships had deployed more mechanical fighters, his fighter force still outnumbered the enemy. Likewise, his capital ships outnumbered them and were more powerful. He directed all his attacks at one of the smaller New Republic ships. The cannons on the Yuuzhan Vong ships vomited plasma bolts at it, hammering the shields. The enemy ship's sphere of protection began shrinking. Another volley or two and the shields would collapse. Then the shots would melt their way through the enemy vessel, ridding it of its blasphemous parody of life.
"And when that is done, I take the rest of them."
The Yuuzhan Vong leader smiled slowly.
"Forces will praise me for winning. My position will be such that when my master falters, there will be but one choice for his replacement."
Admiral Gilad Pelion, seated in the chair from which Grand Admiral Thrawn had commanded the Chimera, watched the holographic display of the battle raging at the heart of the Garki system. He smoothed his mustache with the thumb and forefinger of his left hand, then stabbed his right index finger down on the command chair's comm button.
"Is Force Spike deployed?"
"Guns?"
His combat command officer replied affirmatively.
"Confirmed now, Admiral."
"Good. Helm, 5 seconds to jump. Positions from Gamma File. Tell Spike Lead he is cleared to jump to Point Blood Niner."
"As ordered, Admiral."
Pelion released the comm button and sat back, pressing his hands together. For decades, he had dreamed of finding a New Republic task force in such a compromising position. He would plan out an ambush as he had done here, then order it executed. He smiled as he imagined their surprise.
"Oh, they will still be surprised, I imagine."
He nodded slowly.
"As will our targets."
Corin whipped the best chance through a roll, then brought the nose up in a half-loop before inverting and rolling out to port and diving. His sensors still showed 2 skips on his ship's tail. His maneuvers were keeping them from getting good shots in on him, but the Yuuzhan Vong were slowly herding him away from the Ral Roost.
"Jason, any more sedative in that injector?"
"Ganner took the last of it. Why?"
"Well, I always kind of figured I'd like to die in my sleep."
Corin laughed aloud.
"Just so you know, kid, you've impressed me on this mission. Might not mean much when we're free-floating atoms, but..."
"Ship spawn!"
"Didn't think that comment warranted profanity."
"No, Corin. Multiple new contacts coming in. I have 2 Star Destroyers, 1 Imp-class and another Vic, and a bunch of something else. ID transponders list them as Imperial Remnant Forces."
Corin smiled.
"Let them know we're friendly, Jason. Then hang on. We might just get out of this after all."
Sparky screeched as dozens of tactical fighter contacts sprayed themselves over Jaina's aft sensor screens. She broke to port in a barrel roll and glanced down at her monitor. The craft looked like nothing she had ever seen before. It had a TIE fighter ball cockpit, with the twin ion engine pod at the back of it. Unlike TIEs, though, this one had 4 arms emerging from the junction of engine and pod. They jutted out and forward, as if fingers closing on the cockpit, splaying out in an array that was faintly reminiscent of an X-Wing's laser positioning for combat. A sharp keening pealed through her comm unit, then resolved itself into a human voice.
"Get clear, rogues. They are ours now. Spike Lead out."
"What? Who?"
Jaina's jaw dropped open as the claw-like fighters blasted past her. 3 sets of 4, all grouped in tight formations. They twisted and turned as if the pilots shared a brain, moving with precision that took her breath away. Their weapons blazed out with green splinter shots, then loosed paired bolts that hit the skips with incredible accuracy. Cockpits became volcanoes. Dovin Basils boiled and exploded. Skips crumbled as the 36 claw craft that had just appeared in the system raked their way through the dogfight. The two Star Destroyers that had at the same time appeared shifted the balance of the capital ship battle. One interposed itself between the enemy and the stricken Tanab Sunrise. Its shields had collapsed, and a dozen fires burned in holes in the hull. The new Victory-class Star Destroyer, Red Harvest, soaked off incoming fire from the Yuuzhan Vong, while using its weapons to crush one of the enemy corvettes. The other one, the Chimera, joined the Ral Roost in targeting the Yuuzhan Vong cruiser. The enemy vessels spawned a plague of gravitic anomalies. They managed to absorb the assaults directed at it, but killed all maneuvering capability from the ship.
It can hold us off like this until the Dovin Basils tire, and we have no idea how long that will be.
Rogue leader to all rogues. Recall is ordered. Back to the roost. We have achieved our objective, and we're heading home.
Jaina blinked, then stretched out with the Force. She felt her brother's presence, safe and whole on the Ral Roost. Now, if we can just get back...
She glanced at her sensor screens and frowned. The skip traces were few and far between, and all heading toward the Yuuzhan Vong cruiser. The clawcraft wove intricate patterns through what had been the battleground, with quartets of them escorting X-Wings back to the Bothan ship. One small formation curled down and came around, taking up a position around Jaina and Annie.
"Don't worry, rogues, we have you now. We'll get you home safely."
The patronizing tone in Spike Leader's voice made Jaina grit her teeth.
"Who are you?"
"We're simply the best combat pilots in the galaxy."
A momentary spark of static burst through the comm channel.
"We are a Chiss House Phalanx, on loan to the New Republic by my father, General Baron Soontir Fell."